This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, Brendan.
Turn on the mic. Oh, there you are.
Yep, loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. What kind of fun stuff we got going on this morning here in San Diego? Any car shows, Brendan? Is your Google box working?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I know I described it last week for sure, so I'll have to take a look.
There's a calendar up in here, but I'm presuming that calendar is for the Garden Talk fellers.
That's correct, yeah.
They get a calendar, and I don't.
You guys are talking about a motorcycle show or something.
No, there was a... last week, there was that... car show for autism. Down syndrome.
That was in El Cajon, was it not?
That's correct, yeah. Okay. And then there was another one for a high school coming up next week, actually. It was to raise...
For what high school?
I can't remember. It's above Fallbrook, though. It starts with a B. I think it's like Bosley or something like that. I'll have to take a look.
That's again. A hair place. That's where you're going to be going later.
No, it's actually Charlie's Angels too, as well, isn't it? I think. Hi, Bosley. They all say and all that. I don't know.
I'm surprised you remember that. You're pretty young for that.
I just remember the '90s one with Drew Barrymore. What was the other hot chicks in there? I can't remember.
Oh, you can't say hot chicks on the radio.
Why? Seriously? That's an FCC.
I don't know that.
Okay, I was just checking.
Wait a minute. You're the FCC rule guy, not me. Yeah. So.
Is there a button for that?
There's a button. There's a button for everything.
Hot chick. Oh, button.
Bonzel High School.
Bonzel. How's Bonzel sound like Bosley?
Does not. Bonds.
Bonzel.
I see some, you know.
Have you ever heard of a town called Bosley?
No.
I know of Bozeman.
Yeah, that's in Montana. Yeah, I used to go to college there. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you wanted to move to cold country.
Yeah, exactly. -40 degrees, let me tell you. And they made sure you didn't get classes canceled. They have underground tunnels to get to your classes, too, from our dormitories.
Well, that was smart because they know it gets -40 degrees there.
I'm telling you, yeah. They thought of everything. I thought I could get out of
actually, that is
fine.
A great idea. Like, you never even knew it was cold outside, did you?
Nope, never knew. So,
the whole campus was interlinked by underground tunnels?
Yeah. It was sketchy, but you know.
What was sketchy about it?
Because they don't take good care of maintenance underneath those tunnels. I don't know if they've improved of it ever since then.
You're going to talk bad about them on the radio.
You just did. You know what? To be honest, I could, but you know, that's...
Just the tunnels were a problem.
I would also say the staff members there too, but you know, that's another story.
Oh no.
Any names you want to call out right now?
Anybody you'd like to throw under the proverbial
Johnson's
tunnel?
Mean.
I can't remember. Professor Nottingham or
whatever. Oh, jeez. All right, well, Brendan's working up, looking up car shows coming up and events this weekend that are automotive related. We're going to let him steam over there a little longer and figure out people to throw underneath the the tunnel there in Bozeman, where he went to college. Was it broadcasting school?
No, they had a college station, though, that broadcasted all over southwestern Montana, and that's how I got the radio bug in me. And
You worked for that station, or you went...
I volunteered,
was it a job?
I guess. A college student station. And it was
so
awesome.
Was it a class, then? You also went to a communications class or something?
Yeah, well, that was actually a requirement. You had to take communications 100 classes... things
to
like
be
the freshman
to volunteer on the radio.
No, just you needed a bunch of communications with your whatever major you had. You still had to take a communications class. So in that case, I took public speaking, and I also took their what other communication persuasive arguments, I think was the next.
That explains a lot.
I'm telling you, my wife loses every time. Oh, wait, oh, no.
Hopefully she's not listening.
She's not listening.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
Rewind.
You're in trouble. All right. Well, while you're looking things up, during the looming government shutdown, you know what's not going to shut down tomorrow is your car, luckily.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not looking good. Don't we do this every year? It seems like at some point that you just stop it paying too much attention to it.
Yeah.
Let me see. It's going to be a disaster. Then they're going to figure it out, and then it's not going to be a disaster.
It's going to be someone else's fault.
It's always somebody else's fault. Come on. Let's do that. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here. Give us a call. Anything automotive related? What are we talking about today? Do you remember?
I don't think I got an intro this time.
Yeah,
I usually get a cool email.
I left you out. It was intentional.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what exactly I wrote the show about, because I did it earlier. Actually, I did it on Sunday because. I was out of town for a couple of days.
Oh, that's right.
I wanted to make sure that we were able to do the show and that they knew what it was about. But I don't know. I can't remember now. Shoot. Now maybe Brendan remembers. Do you remember what I wrote the show about?
Yeah, you actually sent that pretty early, to be honest. As soon as I sent you the podcast, mm-hmm. I know you were out of town. But as soon as I sent you the podcast, you said thank you very much in your reply, and then you immediately sent. What we were going to talk about for next week's show. So,
because you reminded me.
Did I? Oh, is that what it was?
Well,
oh,
okay. I was out of town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I was like, you know what? I want to make sure. I didn't want to wait till Thursday to do the show. So
this week, guys, you guys are talking about noises from your car or noises from your vehicle and what these noises could mean to you and your vehicle.
There's a lot of noises.
Yes. They go, and then
there's actually sounds like a wheel bearing at freeway speed.
Yeah, it does. Do you ever drive along somebody on the freeway and you think, oh, their wheel's about ready to come off?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, man. I was coming down 15 freeway. Somebody, bunch of stuff was flying off the back of their truck. It was like a Dodge game to get through there.
This morning?
Oh, yeah. There was stuff all over the place.
Oh, wow.
I hate when that happens, especially in the dark. Because the first time you come up on it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
But it was strewn out over like a 5 mile period.
Oh, wow.
There was a bunch of stuff in the road. Then there was nothing. There's a bunch of stuff in the road. And I don't know. So somebody had pulled over and they looked like they had a bunch of stuff in the back of their truck. So I'm thinking that bunch of the stuff was theirs.
Yeah.
But it was people were weaving and there was some big chunks.
Oh, it's not good.
It's not good. Yeah. No. Well, it can get dangerous, not only running over the stuff, a car. Some of it was stuck to the axle of a truck that drove through it.
Oh, yeah.
But the other part that gets dangerous about that is people weaving, you know, like real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you could cause an accident or be part of an accident,
definitely.
Doing so. So you got to be really careful when doing that, unfortunately. Hopefully the highway patrol will get out there and get it clean. And Caltrans, I'm sure they'll get cleaned up. But man, wasn't it a mess. What they need to do is close those lanes off because... can't have the Caltrans guy running around in circles out there in the middle of the freeway. Then it's like, what's that game, Frogger?
Yeah, I lost a surfboard when I was a kid on the freeway one time.
Oh, no. You didn't get it back, did you?
No, a semi-truck was behind me and broke it in half. I just got it, too. I was happy. Crushed.
And you were up very upset.
I was sad.
Yeah. Was it a good one?
Yeah.
Who was it made by?
It was a Walden.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
It's a Ventura longboard shaper.
Oh, gotcha. So, well, I thought maybe it was a Caster.
Caster,
super famous here in San Diego back in the day. Yeah, and my good friend Dave, that was his dad that made the
surfboards. I remember that because he always wears the Caster
surfboard
shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. So his dad was a big time surfboard shaper back in the day, so everybody that's old school surfing here knows of his father in that, which is very interesting. Even Craig, our rep here at KCBQ.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big-time surfer. You couldn't tell by talking to him.
Oh, yeah. No. He was literally going surfing when I met him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He does that a lot. He surfs, and then he's our rep here. I don't think he does anything else.
Yeah.
He talks crap about politics.
He's got a funny car, too.
A car?
His card is like surf. Oh, is there a wave on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because that's his life. That's all he does. Yeah. He's a big time surfer, which, you know, and he's old school, of course.
Yeah.
Not calling you old, Craig, but you're old. So, no, I'm sorry. No, he's a cool dude, though.
Yeah. No, he's super nice.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. So we are talking about noises that your vehicle could make today. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of different noises. And most of these noises should be concerning to you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them can turn into even worse things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be very careful with car noises, things like that. So we're gonna chat about all the different noises and things that your car can do and anything else automotive related. So give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Brendan, did you find any car shows coming up this weekend?
Just one new one. Otherwise, it's the ones I've already talked about. So AutoFest Car Show. Happening October 15th. That all the money goes to support the Ramona Parks and Recreation Association. Mm-hmm. We also have a brand new event I didn't get to see until now. October 14th in PB. It's the PB or the Pacific Beach Car Show. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at the In-N-Out there. All the money from there helps support charities that help deaf children.
Excuse They're me. Children.
I understand. Deaf children. I know. Sorry. Yeah. It's hard to speak. And of course, like I said, next week is not Bosley, but Bonzel.
Bonzel's Car Show. The high school. It's at the high school, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And all the money helps support the music program there.
Yeah. I remember that. And I think they do that yearly.
That's correct. Yeah. I think this is their, fourth. I think it's their fourth year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great causes to get out there and see different cars, things like that. Yes, so
absolutely.
We have a lot of great charities and things here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And that are involved with car shows and items like that. So you should get out and support the community as much as you possibly can. Very, very important.
Yeah.
So all right. What were you gonna say?
Nothing.
You're done?
Okay.
Shh. Okay. Anyway, let's take our first break. Give us a call here, though, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. More Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock and Mr. Paul Collins.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Phil Collins, the singer. Yep. You'd like to get your bank accounts confused.
Yeah, I know, right? Sure.
All good stuff. Oh, they had a flood in New York City?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. My mom is in New York right now. She's in the Bronx, and
she
took a photo of how the neighborhood is. So luckily, where she's at, she's on the top of her peak. But if you just walk down a little bit, because the slope is not that far, it's like a block away from where she's living right
low
now.
Low-lying area.
Yeah, and the floods up to like there's a little Chevy Bolt, and the
well, just showed him driving through. It looks like it's halfway up the wheels.
Actually, this is worse for where she is. It's actually up to the driver's side window.
Oh,
up that high. Yeah,
that's deep.
That's very deep. Yeah.
I guess it's not draining very well.
No, yeah.
I wonder
if
they plug the sewer up.
I'm assuming so. It's very polluted there, so I'm assuming that's what's going on.
Mm. Did you tell your mom to stay out of the dirty water?
I did, and this is just to anyone who knows people from New York, or if anyone from New York is listening, please, please, please stay safe out there, because it is very, very dangerous, those floodwaters, for sure. So,
Is it stopped raining? Is it starting to...
It's going to continue raining one more time today, and then tomorrow it'll stop, but... And they're expecting the most of the rain today, too.
Oh, wow.
So,
and they're already having flooding?
Yeah.
Yeah, family.
Must be a lot of rain. I mean, it rains there all the time, right?
It's the leftovers of a tropical storm that's hitting them. So.
Yeah, and don't drive your vehicle into water like that.
Definitely not.
You don't know how deep it is, and next thing you know, you're stuck.
Yeah. I guess there's some hospitals that are flooded out.
Oh, really?
Somewhere, yeah. Because my grandpa lives out there, and they had to move hospitals because it was like the bottom floor was flooded.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it must be like in certain areas. I mean, obviously the low-lying areas where there's a problem. But, I mean, they do get a lot of rain usually, so this must be an existential amount of rain.
I believe today they're experiencing 7 inches.
In one day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's quite a bit of water.
That's a lot
of water. Break out your canoe. Yep. Or inflatable boat. One of the two.
To be fair, I think some of them would have canoes in New York because, you know, upstate New York has a bunch of lakes and everything, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I bet you upstate New York's not having any flooding problems.
Definitely not. No,
it's New York City, I'm sure. Yeah, so it says cleanup underway, but you're saying they're going to get another 7 inches. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but just be safe out there. Brendan is right. We don't want to be driving into stuff like that. And you never know, unless you can see the bottom, how deep it is, which can be kind of bad. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 30 years now. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks in East County for over 10 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for over 6 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years now. And of course, our newest location, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in the North County Coast. And once again, that place is cool because you can stand in the parking lot and see the ocean.
Yes, that is nice.
And it's like, oh, it's cool. So the Miramar one right here, UTC, you can't see the ocean from here. There's a hill in the way.
Yeah, you can see a freeway.
You can see a freeway. It's called the 805.
Yeah.
So, and all the financial buildings across the freeway.
Yeah.
You can see all those. But since May 1st, we added that location. All of my employees, me, myself, and everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. All of us from the West Automotive Group, for one simple reason, is we truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. What that means is we never recommend a repair to you on your vehicle that we wouldn't recommend to our own family members, to my mom, my dad. And I got to talk my mom through a lot of auto repairs because she lives in Florida, not near me. So I help her out all the time. But very important stuff to us. Obviously, taking care of you like family is what that's about. So stop in and have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course, but get one of our West Automotive Group cards and you can use the 6 months no interest as many times as you like for, you know, as long as you want. It does keep your other credit cards free, and also, once again, it's free money for 6 months. It's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Smart investing. There you go. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare diagnosis or a drivability concern diagnosis or whatever's going on with your vehicle. The best money ever spent is on a diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality shop, for sure. Get your vehicle diagnosed properly. It will save you a ton of money in the long run. There's no question about it. We see all too many vehicles come in with all kinds of things being replaced or been diagnosed incorrectly, etc. So get in, let us diagnose your vehicle properly, and we'll get you helped out. We also have available rental vehicles at all 5 locations with our rental partners. If you need a vehicle, we can get you in that. Or we have shuttle rides to or from work or home in our little Kias.
Yeah.
Speedy Kia. Yeah, so good little stuff. Wrap. Paul loves his. Likes driving around. He's billboard.
Yeah, billboard for sure.
Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and you can check us out on Twitter or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also... like I said, go Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, become a follower. We send out little tidbits and automotive stuff and cool things all the time on those. So on those social media platforms, as they call them, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they call them.
The socials.
The socials. I never heard them called that, but I believe you. You can also click on Automan segment, the Automan from there, which I'm the Automan on Fox 5 and the CW, or Auto Talk Radio, or you can pick up our podcast from Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Any of those, just go to 1170 AM San Diego morning or weekend shows, and you can pick them up from there. You can also go onto AM 1170 and listen live, right, Brendan?
Yeah, but I do have to correct you. Stitcher's out again.
What happened to Stitcher?
That was the one that was...
Oh, I'm sorry. I scratched it off here, too, and I still said... I'm so used to saying it, I wasn't even looking at the thing. I just have everything memorized.
And I checked to see if Stitcher still does anything. It still just says, the Stitcher app and website is no longer available. Check out our farewell tab here to get questions. At some point, just redirect your website to go to one of the podcast other things.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, but you automatically do that anyways. You have, again, compliments to your web designers because they make everything so easy on your website, honestly.
They actually
I'm not trying to toot horns or anything. I'm saying that his website is fantastic. So westautomotivegroup.com or Automan TV, I think, is the other one.
Yeah, there's also Auto Talk Radio, I think.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. I'll have to take a look at that one too.
Yeah, I have to check it out. Yeah, so, but you can email also us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, where we're happy to talk to you about. Now, Brendan, you have something that has to do with car noises, right?
Sorry, I should turn on the mic when I do that. Yes, I do. It's a little 1 minute clip. It's from one of my favorite comedians, Brian Regan. So let's take a quick listen to it.
Let's do it.
I know nothing about cars. If my car breaks down, I have to make the noises my car's making for the mechanics. And you know they know you have to do that because there's always like five of them hanging around waiting for a show, you know? They're just standing there, hey, here he comes. What's the matter with your car, man? I don't know, you know? If you can take a look at it, come on, what's the matter with it? Tell us. So you gotta stand there while it's going. Can you fix that? I don't know, I just clean up air. Harry! You're gonna have to talk to Harry.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
What is really funny is we do get customers that are very into letting you know what their car sounds like.
Yes.
Which is, it's seriously like that, you know. And if you get a good one, then you holler like, hey, Matt, come over here and listen to this. Hey, can you do that again? Hold on. One more time.
I didn't have the camera on. Go ahead.
That's some good stuff.
It does help some they say, you know, certain things,
especially if they can make it. Yeah, well, the thing is for us is that really helps is if you notate not only when it makes the noise and you can make the noise, that's fun. Yes. Like I said, but when does it do it? Does it do it when it's hot? Mm-hmm. Does it do it when you've been driving for a while? When you've not been driving, does it do it when you first started in the morning? Is the car moving? Is the car going uphill? Is the car struggling? Is it under load?
And sometimes the hard thing is,
are you turning left? You turning right?
They drive their car every day and are used to certain noises. And then we jump in it and we're way more fine-tuned of every single noise that it makes. You're like, well, what noise is it?
Well, my favorite to that is like, they're like, no, not that noise.
No, and you're I
like,
know about that
and,
one.
And you're like,
like that
you're
one's like, bad.
That one's bad. Yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking about now, but that noise back there is your left rear wheel getting ready to fall off. Yeah. That's what that is. Yeah. That's an axle bearing cutting right through an axle.
Yeah.
You're going to be going 70 mile an hour down the freeway and that wheel's going to come off and take its own trip. So
you notice how your wheel glows? That's not normal.
yeah, how it glows. Wheels should never glow unless you're a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Then brake riders glow on NASCARs. So speaking of, that's why you need to put Pure Forge brakes in your car. If you're glowing rotors, you need some Pure Forge. Brendan, we should get some Pure Forge put on your car. Because you drive like a race car.
I do. Especially, you guys actually gave me new, you actually have filled up, or was it, do you have to
Well, that was a long question.
I know. It's the brake fluid I was going to ask about.
Oh, brake fluid?
Yeah. Do you guys have to wash that out, or not wash it out, but I'm trying to think of the...
Exchange it.
Flush it. Thank you. Yeah. So you have to flush it and then refill it. So you guys did that for me and the brake pads, but that one took a little bit longer. I don't think it was your guys' fault in that part. So it sounded like it was the parts department of the... company you tried to get it from.
Oh.
They got the wrong ones.
Which car? For your new one?
Yeah. No, the Honda Elantra down there.
Your wife's car.
My wife's car.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I was going to say. How long have you had your Rogue?
The Rogue was...
Well, it's actually not yours anymore, is it?
No, it's almost 2 years almost now.
I'm telling you, you've lost that car. Belongs to your wife now, doesn't it?
Something like that, yeah. Well, I get it back soon because January is just around the corner, so...
Well, what are you going to do in January?
I get on my paternal leave, so.
Oh, paternity leave.
Paternal leave. We call it paternal leave over at our...
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So, and how long are you taking off from your other job?
4 months there. So, oh, wow. I don't get to come back till April.
You're
going to
spend 4 months with your child.
Yeah, we're going to watch so much March Madness basketball, you have no idea. So, it's going to be fun.
This is Brendan's holiday. And
Wait a second. Hold on. I'm raising my child, obviously.
Well, okay. All right. Is your wife going back to work?
That's right.
Oh, you're switching out because she's been off work right now. Yeah. Huh?
So it's like a tag team.
That's a good idea, though. Yeah. I'll go with that. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
That way right now, why your little one's little, they're not in daycare.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're bonding with you. Your March Madness might be messed up just a little bit here and there with a child crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly possible. What do you think?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
possible. You might have some children, your child needs in there.
Yeah, well, he can wait a little bit, right? Yeah. Like 2 minutes left in a basketball game is literally 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
That's true.
No, it's
you can wait.
No, it's every timeout again, timeout. Okay, let's take another 5 minute break, everybody.
Yeah, and there's some interesting, things. And one of our employees had to take his child to the emergency room. He had hoof and mouth disease. I guess Paul looked at me like what? No, it's seriously, that's a thing like kids get right
now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about this in the past year or so, and you get a high fever with it. It's kind of, it's called hoof and mouth, right, Brendan? Do you know about
foot mouth?
Foot to mouth?
Foot mouth syndrome.
Because kids don't have hooves?
Yes, exactly.
But is that a veterinarian?
Actually, it used to be a cattle disease, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why it was called hoof and mouth or something like that. What?
Oh, no, nothing. Just I was breathing. Sorry.
Well, keep doing that. We're going to take our next break here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related? We're happy to talk to you about your listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Brandon's going to keep breathing, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Everybody's asleep right now.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's quiet out here.
It's quiet. Brendan, it's a phone working?
Yes, it is. I have the lines unblocked. I make sure. I was like, man, I hope I switched the... close sign to open on here, but no. We're good.
My gosh, that would be terrible.
By the way, update on UAW. It's getting worse, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just saw on the TV up here the guy from one of the guys from Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look promising right now, does it?
No. The manufacturers offered up a resolution, and UAW immediately scrapped it. They hated that proposal.
What was the proposal?
It had something to do with a little bit of a better pay, but not what the UAW standards were looking for at all in the slightest. So now it's now they have 7,000 more protesters now than before. So it's getting insane. Hopefully they'll find some resolution soon.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Because, man, these car dealerships are going to feel it for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they will for sure.
And that's going to bring up prices even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely will. Well, and not only prices, but trouble getting.
We were mentioning it last week, getting parts for exactly. Auto repair stores too.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Definitely trouble getting parts for auto repair stores. Well, not really so much the independent auto repair stores.
No.
But I don't mean independent, but aftermarket parts like that should not be affected by this. I don't think anybody that makes those parts is part of the UAW. The only parts that are going to be affected are the ones made by the manufacturers.
Yeah.
You know, so if we have to get a factory part such as a hood, a PCM, those things, eventually you're going to run out of stock because nobody's making them.
Right.
So they're going to be stuck.
Reman engine too would be that.
Yeah, well.
Some of them are outsourced. I don't know.
Some of that stuff's not remanufactured by the manufacturer. So in that case, those things will be fine. But, I mean, certain parts that are specifically manufactured, you know, you got collision parts will be a big thing, like factory hoods and bumpers, and those all come from the manufacturer, you know.
Yeah.
If you want a factory part, so those would come from GM or Ford or Chrysler, mm-hmm. things like that, you know. Certain taillights, headlights, I mean, items like that for sure. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to get interesting for sure. There's no question about it. So.
And then one last car news. I wanted to let people know, if you have a Hyundai Santa Fe SUV and a Kia Sorento SUV from 2010 to 2019, your car is being recalled. Documents posted Wednesday by the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say that the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short, which can touch a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. And they're strongly urging, while these cars are being recalled in this situation, you must park your car outside instead of inside your garage.
Yeah, a couple manufacturers had that problem. Ford had that problem with a cruise control brake switch on the master cylinder. It would short out, catch a car on fire, and if it was in your garage, burn your house down.
Which car was that one specifically?
There was several. There was the Ford Explorer, the F-150.
Wow.
That they used that brake switch. This was years ago, so
yeah.
I think it was like late 90s, maybe?
I want to say, yeah.
Somewhere in there, okay. Yeah. But yeah, the brake switch would short out. So what we would do if we brought those vehicles in, if there was, they were putting a fusible link harness in so that they, if it did short out, it would melt the fusible link and it wouldn't catch on fire.
Okay.
If it didn't have those, we just unplugged them. That way it prevented it from happening, because there were several auto repair shops that burned down across the country because of that.
Wow. I'm going to look this story up. I never heard
of this. Yeah. It was a big problem Ford had for sure. So just one of those things.
Yeah.
We kept an eye out for that. So this sounds kind of like the same thing. So yes, do not park your car in your garage. Hey, whatever happened with your recall that you were following?
I'm still getting letters over and over to bring in.
No answer to it yet?
No, I don't want to do it personally. But again, the dealership has told me, you don't have to do it. We can just let us know that you don't want to do it. We'll log it into the system to the DMV and then say it's okay. So.
Well, what is the answer to fix it? Because before you said there was
no... it was a screw. It's a screw, and so it automatically stays open.
The key never closes.
Correct.
So the blade doesn't fold over.
Correct.
Oh.
That's what their solution is to the whole thing.
Okay, but I don't understand how that fixes anything.
Well, the fact that the screw that they're going to be putting in is going to be a complete permanent.
But my question is this: why keeping the blade straight and the key doesn't make it safer? What was the problem?
That the key blade itself would automatically close and slip out of the ignition while you were driving. Occasionally, that's what they were saying, and they were specifically talking about how if your key was on a heavy.
Does the car stop running when that happens?
No, it still runs, I think. I think they were having issues with it.
Then why not just start the car and pull the key out and put it in the cup holder?
I'm not understanding. I'm so sorry.
Well, you said, why driving, that it would close and then pull the key out of the ignition and fall on the floor or whatever?
Yeah.
Why not just, if it comes out, most keys don't come out, but if it comes out, why not just start the car, pull it out of the ignition?
Aren't you hurting the ignition by doing, like trying to turn it off all of a sudden? Like that?
No, you don't want to turn it off.
No, you don't want to turn it off. But you said that it keeps running.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I haven't had that experience.
Then you're not
yet,
turning
though.
It off. That's my point. Just start the car, pull the, if the key comes out. Does this make any sense?
It does. Like the older Toyotas, when the ignition goes bad, you can turn it on and then start and the key falls out and the car's still running.
Yeah, and you just set it in the center console. Okay, I got my key right here. Like, I don't understand why that's so dangerous.
For some of those people, they're fumbling and mumbling around.
It's when the key hits you in the shin and then everybody looks at the ground and steers right into the wall.
If you're driving and your ignition turns off, that would be a problem. But yeah, with the key fall.
Especially if the steering wheel locks.
Yeah, that's not why.
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
Don't want to be doing that. So I don't know. That's an interesting thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But their answer is to make the key straight. So that's probably not that big a deal. But Brendan was really freaking out about it.
Anytime those safety recalls, when you first get the letter, it's like, you know, it tries to.
You're going to get an accident.
Red lettering. Yeah, exactly. Recall.
Yeah.
Well, safety.
And it is good to follow most of those. Like, we just had to say, we got a recall. I didn't even realize, like, they're recalling more and more airbags.
Yeah, mine has it now.
Oh, your Porsche?
Yeah.
Oh. And the Ford Ranger that we keep at the Kearney Mesa store, the shop truck, it just got a passenger side airbag recall. We just went and had done.
Oh, yeah.
So. Very, very random, but you want to make sure those are done.
Yeah.
The shrapnel, because if you don't and you skip the recall and there is, forbid there is an accident and somebody's in the car and they get hurt, you might be liable if you didn't do the recall.
Yeah, so you gotta do that.
I don't know how that works, but because they keep sending you letters saying, hey. Yeah. And they do it. It doesn't matter if you bought the vehicle brand new or not. They do it by VIN number.
Yeah.
So that's how recalls are done. So they find you through DMV and they send you a letter as far as that goes. So very, very interesting, but good stuff for sure. Hey, I did want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. No question about it. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So we stock Interstate Batteries. Why? Because they are the number one recommended battery and the highest quality out there. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate battery installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, La Mesa, and 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. And they do have batteries for every single need, without question. So, good stuff, good stuff. Well, I just saw that they're closing a bunch of stores in different places because this crime thing's crazy. Like things that crazy people do. I'm glad people don't run in and try to steal auto repair.
Yeah.
It'd be difficult to do.
That'd be hard to do.
Pick up your car, run away. Yeah. It's a terrible idea. Don't do it. So, but watching that made me think about some of the scenarios that we've had to deal with people, you know, like that do crazy things. Mm-hmm. There are some crazy people out there for sure.
Yeah.
And it's rare, guess what? Everybody's allowed to own a vehicle almost. So that's a wide array of people, which can be very interesting.
IQ test to own a vehicle.
Apparently no IQ test to drive if you've been paying attention lately. I mean, it's you never know there, but want to be safe. And the value of catalytic converters has gone way down. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that has slowed the theft origin of that, because they're not worth what they were.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, the recyclers for the precious metal right now are not paying what they were for them. So,
It's just, you know, when there is a problem like that, and then the news reports on it, that these catalytic converters are worth so much. It got so much worse when they did that. It's like,
Did. I remember the, speaking of that, don't steal catalytic converters. It's a terrible idea. Gosh.
I doubt any of our listeners are stealing catalytic converters.
I probably not, but you know, I'm just saying, if you flip it through stations and you're one of those people, stop. Don't do it. So, you know, if you just happen to be here listening, PSA announcement. Brendan's having a good old time over there. We can actually hear him all the way over here. So.
Yeah, that's good.
I was just noticing like the value is way down on them because, you know, as far as it goes. But don't steal catalytic converters. It's a terrible idea.
How about just don't steal?
That's a better idea. That's a smart. Way, yeah, wow. Don't steal anything. That's a great idea. Yeah. Don't do anything like that. Yeah, otherwise, you're just a bad person. Don't steal things. Yeah. That is the worst. So, and how about be kind to other people now that we're talking about things that we should be doing, mm-hmm. right? It's a good way to do it. We're always kind to Brendan, right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
I hope so. I hope so.
I just scrolled down on the story. There's actually a lot more models when it comes to the recall. I don't know if you want me to read.
Are they all Hyundai and Kias? Or?
Yes, all Hyundai and Kias.
What models are on there?
So we got a 2010 through 2019 Borrego, 2014 to 2016 Cadenza, 2010 through 2013 Forte Coupe and Sportage, the 2015 to 2018 K900, the 2011 to 2015 Optima, the 2011 to 2013 Optima Hybrid and Soul.
That's a lot of cars.
Yes. That's like all of the Hyundais.
Yes, exactly.
And Kias. Well, wait a minute. Is there any? Did you say Souls are on there?
Yes, that's
year?
Correct. 2011 through 2013.
Oh, I'm safe.
Yes. We don't have any of those left anymore.
13, yeah, you're right.
No, everything we've got is 14 or newer now.
Continuing on, we got the 2012 through 2017 Rios, the 2011 through 2014 Sorrentos, and the 2010 through 2011 Rondo.
Never even heard of that car, Rondo?
A Rondo, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what a Rondo is.
Hyundai has the 2011 through 2015 Elantras, which I'm good. That's mine is 2018 down there, so we're good. Genesis Coupe. And Sonata Hybrid, the 2012 to 2015 Accent, Azura, and Volister.
Azura.
The 2013 to 2015 Elantra Coupe and Santa Fe. The 2014 to 2015 EQUs. EQUUS.
Oh, I know which ones those are, but okay. I can't pronounce it either.
The 2010 through 2012 Veracruz, the 2010 through 2013 Tucson, and the 2015 Tucson Fuel Cell, and lastly, the 2013 Santa Fe Sport.
So it sounds like to me, if you have a 2015 or lower car, you should go check the recalls for your vehicles if you own a Kia or Hyundai.
Hyundai.
So, yes. By the way, both those cars are owned by the same company. Just so
if you don't know.
You didn't know that. Did you not know that? Uh-uh. You didn't know Kia and Hyundai are the same company?
No.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
Korean.
That's why. Yeah. But they, so they were separate companies. Then Hyundai bought Kia, or Kia bought. I think Hyundai bought Kia. Mm. So they have both owned by the same company. And that is probably why there's an array of both that need recalls.
Yeah.
And the reason being behind that is that they use the same engines and all kinds of things.
Parts and all
same
that, one. Yeah.
That's why they both have recall issues with burning oil and knocking, et cetera. So,
motors.
Schmotors. Schmotors going bad for sure. So anyway, all good stuff. I got some cars we got to get rid of too.
Yeah.
So
just a few.
Yeah. No, not people's car. I mean, cars we've ended up.
No,
with,
I know. You know?
I know. Some for some reason. That's another thing that folks are doing these days. They like to get their car fixed and then never come and get it for some reason. I don't know why. So it seems like it's been on the rise.
Yeah.
I don't know if just something is. I don't know.
Well, there's other companies are having the problem. Same problem too.
No. But what I know. I'm just saying it's on the rise in general. Like you know. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting though. We go through these different loops and dips and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, trends.
Yeah, trends exactly. Mm-hmm. As far as that goes, and I don't know. You know, people. We had a lady one time that left a car in Miramar, and then I mean, at some point we can't just keep your car for forever, right?
Yeah.
So this is a great thing to talk about actually, because it was like 2 months. Call, no reply, you know, send an email to email address, no reply. Finally, we got to do something. Got to lean sale the car and get rid of it. Can't keep it around for forever, right? Otherwise, it become a used car storage lot, which I don't want to be.
No.
I'm in the business of fixing cars, not storing cars
or
selling cars. I don't like doing that either. That's not a fun thing for me. So we lean sailed it, went all the way through the DMV process. I sold the car to a wholesaler. They take them and wholesale them to Mexico or whatever. We get rid of them. Because it was broken. She never even authorized the repairs on it. All we did was diagnose the car. That was it. A month later, I get a call. She's like, well, I've been out of the country for 4 months. I was like, well, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you about her 5 months or 6 months. I don't know. It was quite a bit of time. Yeah. I was like, but your email and your phone didn't work? Like,
yeah.
That's very strange.
You haven't talked to anyone in the outside world for 5 months?
Yeah. Where did you go? The Amazon jungle or what? So, yeah, you're responsible for your stuff. That's the point I was making. It's all good. So let's see what Alan's up to. Good morning, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Brian. I'm doing good. Doing good. Hey, I got kind of a success story about Auto Talk Radio. I called in to you probably 6 or 8 months ago. I've had a World War II vet friend that has a Honda, 2004 Honda.
Okay.
He was having problems with it shifting, and I called your show, and you said they've got to use the Honda fluid or they'll have shifting problems.
Yes.
He had taken it to one of the Honda dealers, and they changed a valve or something in there, and then I think I told him what you said about using Honda fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back and had them change the fluid, and he said it cleared the shifting problem up.
Yeah.
And he was so upset. I mean, when you're a World War II guy, you know, in your 90s, and somebody doesn't give you a straight story about it. And anyway, he went back and told them they were liars and all this. So anyway.
Well, the thing about that is there's certain, Chrysler too, we use all OEM fluids for a lot of those. Right. Depending on the year, I mean, you have to, we know the difference, but there are certain makes and models that you want to use the OEM fluid because the friction modifier in that fluid is different than you can get anyplace else. And it will cause like harsh shifts, things like that. So, which I believe your friend was probably experiencing when we talked about that. So good. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Actually, when he bought that car, got it from a private owner and, I think the guy even told him that it isn't shifting quite as well as it used to, but he bought it he got a pretty good buy on it.
Gotcha.
So you said it's the friction modifiers that's the difference in that fluid?
Exactly. Yeah. So every fluid when it comes to like automatic transmissions has different friction modifiers in it or additives or whatever you want. And it works with the clutch material inside there. So it just, and what happens is if the fluid doesn't have the right friction modifiers when it goes to go into gear and the piston comes out to grab the clutches, it can shatter, it can grab really hard and kind of bang into gear. It can cause all kinds of issues.
So I wonder why there isn't a universal fluid that works. What if you're out on the road over in Nevada somewhere and there aren't many Honda dealers around, it can be a major problem.
If there's a compatible fluid, you know, and you're just low on fluid, then you could use that fluid. It's not going to damage the transmission, but in this case, you know, as long as it is compatible for Honda, so it has to say, but to put the friction modifier in one type of fluid that would cover every car, boy, they'd be putting so many different kinds of friction modifiers in there, it'd be ridiculous.
And they do make multi-use ATF. There's just certain models that you don't really want to use it.
Correct. But in an emergency, if you only put a quart or
you're fine.
It's not going, because there's already all that fluid in there with the factory friction modifiers. That's not going to affect it. So if that makes sense, but then it's always good to obviously get the problem fixed why it's low on fluid. That's never a good thing. You have a transmission that's low on fluid. And if so, it's leaking or something. And then after that, you can obviously drain and put in the OEM fluid if needed on that specific vehicle. But yes, no, there we use a full synthetic multi-MV, we call it an MV multi-vehicle fluid for servicing, it's really high quality for servicing a lot of different vehicles that it's compatible with and acceptable to, and it works great. So there's just certain makes and models that you really only want to use the factory fluid on, and we know those models.
Yeah.
Because if not, it will cause shifting issues like that Honda that your friend was talking about.
Well, you guys, do you work with Mitchell On Demand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, do they tell you those fluids, or do they give you any clues about what to use?
They give you the factory fluid, yeah, and a factory fill, the amount. So, yes, absolutely.
But would they tell a mechanic what, if he doesn't have Honda fluids, would they tell him what fluids are acceptable?
Well, any fluid that like we, the multi-vehicle full synthetic we keep in stock in bulk, actually has a use sheet and it shows all the vehicles it's compatible with. Does that make sense?
But the problem is some places will use an inexpensive fluid, and it's not like, say the factory stuff's full synthetic, but the cheaper stuff's like a blend.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't, technically will work, but you can have issues in a certain model.
Correct. It's all about the quality of the fluid and making sure that you're using it's compatible and usable in that vehicle, which we go by. So, but yeah, there's a little bit of work that goes into that.
And experience too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. It makes a lot more sense not to explain it.
Yep. Yep.
For all right. Sure. Good deal. Thanks a lot.
No
have
problem.
A nice weekend.
You too, Alan. Great talking to you. Take care and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Bye. So always great questions. Yeah. Man, we just burned it down.
Yeah.
So that's quick. Do not park your Hyundai or Kia in the garage, as Brendan said. Otherwise, you'll be burning it down yourself, and you don't want that. So, hey, I wonder real quick.
What Kia do you own?
Souls.
Souls? Oh, okay.
2014 to 23.
Because there was another one, too, where they had a recall because of the trunk issue too. Apparently the trunk latch won't open from the inside, and which could leave people trapped inside of Kias. So.
Well, don't get in your trunk.
I won't.
Stay out of your trunk.
Those got recalled.
That's only if you're getting kidnapped and somebody throws you in the trunk.
Yeah, and Kia's going to send out a letter to you guys in a couple weeks about that if your car's been
there. You go.
There, so.
All right, folks, we're going to keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. I'm going to try to get Taylor Swift to stop by the West Automotive Group because I just saw that ticket sales jumped 46% for that football team.
Oh, seriously. Oh, I know his jersey sales went up 400% too. So.
There you go. All right, folks, be safe. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio.
Become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.